So Terence, you're on this tour of the Silk Mill at the moment. Tell me what you're up to.
We're working with Wikimedia, who run Wikipedia, to ensure that museums' knowledge isn't just locked up locally, but it's available around the world to everyone using Wikipedia. It's great that people nowadays, when they're looking for information, they tend to go onto a search engine and find it on Wikipedia rather than going to their local museum. So we want to see if there's a way that Wikipedia and local museums can work together, get the information from Wikipedia into the museums, and get the information from the museums up into Wikipedia for all the world to enjoy.
And you're currently having a tour of the Silk Mill Museum. What are you trying to find out while you're here?
The Silk Mill Museum is at the moment closed. We want to see, is there information here that will be useful to Wikipedia? Is there stuff that we can take from here and share with everyone else in the world, rather than leaving it locked up in this beautiful but sadly closed museum?
And I can see on the Wikipedia website on my phone here that there is an entry already for the Silk Mill Museum. So why do we need more information about it?
If we want to get people learning all about the fantastic history of Derby, and especially of this museum, then the only way that they can see that is going to be online. Not everyone in the world can come to Derby, and even if they could, the museum is sadly shuttered. So if we can take some of the pictures and some of the information here and release it to the world, we think that's a fantastic objective.
Mark Ansell, who I thought sounded a little bit, because he got very hushed tones there, didn't he? He sounded a little bit like Alan Wicker. Or was it Alan Wikipedia? Hey, I'm on form today.